Metal key inscribed. A happy 1908 New Year.
Crystal Weddle has been combing through the museum's collection for the past few months. Every day, she carefully unwraps and documents the contents of boxes to record in the museum's digital database. Today, one of the things she's cataloging is this metal key.
This object looks a little bit rusty. Considering the age of the object, I would probably still give it a good rating.
At first glance, the historical item just seems like a tchotchke, an old piece of metal shaped like an ampersand. But the museum file says it's
a souvenir apparently made in the Trendwell shop of some type of zinc-like metal to be given as presents.
Now she has to find out if the object has any significance to Sitka. Christy Griffin, collections and exhibits curator, says the museum started acquiring objects more than 50 years ago, before it really had a focused vision.
People showed up and say, I have this really cool whatever, here you go.
She says the collections audit is helping to narrow the focus.
Our mission statement is to really promote and preserve the human history of Sitka. So we're not looking at geology. We're not looking at the natural history of this island. It's very much the cultures, the people that have lived here and interacted for thousands and thousands of years that we're trying to hone in on.
The museum's collection spans from archival letters written by pioneer woman Emily McCorkle Fitzgerald, who lived in Sitka with her army doctor husband in the 1870s, to a mechanical pencil.
We don't know where it came from. Don't know if it belonged to anybody important. Just a mechanical pencil. That's it.
Griffin says that objects like the pencil may have to go, especially if the museum has lost track of their provenance.
And that word is just a fancy way of saying we know its story.
Another fancy word the museum uses is deaccessioning. That means permanently removing an item from the collection by finding it a better home. For example, Griffin says the museum has some Japanese glass floats, which probably drifted up on the beach.
It doesn't necessarily tell us a lot about Sitka, per se, but there is actually a Japanese fishing museum in the United States.
For each item, Griffin and Weddle go through a list to decide if it should be removed from the collection. Here's Weddle going through the questions with the souvenir key from the Treadwell shop.
I decide, does this object really relate to Sitka or Southeast Alaska? In this case, yes. I would probably keep this object. Does it display well is also a good question.
Griffin says another reason the museum wants to slim down its collection is to cut costs. It's expensive to store things.
Every square foot is costing you a ton of money, up to $250, I think, in some museums, just to house and care for things, which means you better make sure that what you have is very important to your collection.
The audit also prepares the Sitka Historical Society and Museum for its reopening set for the spring of 2017. Going through all the objects and archives is helping curator Griffin get ideas for the new exhibits she'll be creating from scratch, like maybe one on Sitka's World War II history, or another on how local artists help shape a national perspective of Alaska. And she says the audit is a way to update the database to get the documents and information digitized.
More and more museums are starting, once they actually have a good solid database going, they have taken it online so that people can just jump on from their home and look at different things in the collection that they might want to review.
Further research on the souvenir Treadwell key indicated the item could have an interesting provenance. The object from the Treadwell gold mine on Douglas Island marks the 1908 New Year, which also happened to be an important time for owner John Treadwell. Griffin says that year, Treadwell was arrested for embezzlement and forced to spend New Year's Eve behind bars. The ordeal and subsequent trials went on for a couple years before charges against him were mysteriously dropped. It's those sorts of artifacts and stories that the museum wants to keep for future generations. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.